Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
Christy Cook is a veteran of the environmental, social, governance, ESG, and sustainability space, where she's been working for almost 20 years. Her background is in corporate sustainability and working directly with clients to improve their sustainability performance. Christy understands how to scale sustainable solutions across an enterprise. She went from creating sustainability solutions at one college campus to 8,500 sites in North America across seven business sectors for the 19th largest employer, where she also developed the foundation for the largest food waste prevention program in the world. Christy is the president and chief sustainability officer for Vranda, an ESG technology startup that helps companies track their ESG data for voluntary and required reporting. She is also the founder and CEO of Investor Strategies, where she helps female leaders working in sustainability at small and medium companies. Christy helps these leaders succeed by guiding them to grow as individuals in their company and have a greater impact on the planet. She's with us today to explain all about ESG. Welcome to the podcast, Christy. I'm so excited to have you.
Thanks, Pat. I'm so excited to be here.
Great. Well, I think our audience is going to find what you do really interesting. So why don't you go ahead and explain it and then tell us your why behind it.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Pat, what I do is really help small and medium companies with their ESG and sustainability work. And what is ESG? There's so many acronyms in the world anyway. But ESG stands for environmental social governance. And essentially, it's a way for businesses to look at how they treat their people, how they work with others, just their impact as a company, and what it may have on people, planet, as well as financials. So I often use the word sustainability and ESG kind of interwoven. And there's some people like that, some people don't, because there's some different definitions in there. But ESG is the hot word these days. But that's what I do. I help companies with their ESG work. I do it because I just love it. I love helping people. And I think that as individuals, we have a role to make the world better. And I really like that and enjoy that. And so that's what I do.
Yeah, that is really exciting. So tell me who needs to be thinking about this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, ESG pressure is something that companies are feeling everywhere. So frankly, every company needs to think about this. Okay. They need to think about it even more coming in the future. So a couple of things that's happening is, you know, we're a global world. It doesn't matter which size business you are, but if you're working with large companies right now, particularly in the EU, as well as the UK, they're a little ahead of us through regulation. Oh, okay. If you're working with them in any way, you're going to be required to do certain things. Now, this is coming for in the US too, a little bit. We're lagging a little bit, but the securities, the SEC is looking at enacting very similar things as well as the EU and the UK. So we have an opportunity to get ahead right now. And I think small and medium businesses have, it's just the right time and place. A lot of these large companies and the enterprises are a bit of ahead of the game, right? But the small and medium companies are in their supply chains. So this pressure's coming. And I think it's important to get ahead of it, also in a way that feels authentic to the small and medium companies. I get a little excited about this, Pat. And so I can talk fast as well as just talk forever on it. But small and medium companies, the opportunity is most of the time, they're already doing so much. They just don't know it. And they're not telling that story in a way that these other companies in their supply chain or these large companies they work with know about. So a lot of what I do is helping them see what they're doing now, the opportunities for them in the future, and how to track and report that in a way that's meaningful.
Yes. So tell us for each one, E, S, and G, what are the little components that fall under each of those that some medium or small sized business might say, oh, yeah, I do. I do do that.
Oh, my goodness. There's so many opportunities.
Tell us those three, just kind of a quick overview of each of those.
Of course, of course. So a lot of times the we'll start with environment. And really the hottest topic in environment right now is about carbon. What the heck is carbon? I bet you hear this all over the place, but it's talking about how to lower your carbon impact. And this is really the hard stuff that's coming. And I say hard stuff because it can get more difficult. But a lot of what people and companies are doing right now that they're even thinking about might be something as simple as just looking at their supply chain, looking at how they are, depending which business they're on, but if they are, you know, a company that is distributing different goods to customers, looking at just doing that in a way that makes more sense, less miles traveled, maybe electric vehicles, maybe even thinking about incentives for employees to carpool, like just interesting little ways. They might be thinking about electric vehicles for even on-site things that they're doing. Mm-hmm. But carbon is the big one in environment. Yeah. In social, a lot of ways I think about social is really human capital. It also goes under governance a bit as well, but thinking about the impact on people. And that happens in many ways. What I find in for small and medium companies, they're doing so much community work. Yeah. That they're not even thinking that this is actually, you know, ESG work, but they may be doing donations and volunteer hours and so much community, even leadership that often they don't think of in that way. Yeah. And then governance, that's a lot about how are you working as a business? What are your ethics associated with it and how you operate and what is sort of right and wrong, if you will. And so most companies have more work on this than they are even giving themselves credit for. And I think the important thing to know is consumers are getting more interested in wanting to know more. So companies, small and medium companies, all companies, but should be thinking about this from a brand opportunity, thinking about it from their consumers and what their customers might be wanting, besides all the required regulations and that's coming. You know, I think that people wake up every day and want to do something good. I don't think people are waking up going, let's do something bad today. Yeah. I don't think that's how most people work. And so I think that the other side and benefit is it really also helps your employees because they want to work for people, companies that are good and do good. So I've seen a lot of employee retention go up. You're attracting more talent. So there's a lot of business reasons also for doing these things.
Yeah. Yeah. So especially in this job market where people are sort of being more picky about where they go to work and how it fits into their life and their own values.
Absolutely. It's interesting that I'm doing some work with a group of manufacturers and their number one complaint right now is employee turnover. And the amount it costs to train these new employees, advertise, to get diverse talent, that is really part of why they're looking at ESG. And it is literally to lower the cost associated with looking for talent and also to retain the talent. Yeah. And that's important. That is a hugely important in the job market, as you mentioned.
Yeah, right. So tell us how you got into this.
Oh, interesting. So This happened. I started getting into this about 20 years ago before sustainability and ESG was really something that you could graduate with a degree on or anything like that. But I was working at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. My company, Sodexo, asked me to represent the company on a panel on the campus that was led by department heads. So the head of environment, and not sustainability at the time, but the head of environment, ethics, anthropology, all these different disciplines, about 20 disciplines. And the only thing we did for a year was read and research.
Wow.
And it was the fantastic opportunity. And so I got into it because I was asked on behalf of my company to represent them and to develop these standards around sustainable purchasing at Emory University, which has been, I became the person that then sourced the ingredients, built the relationships with the farmers and the communities in the area. And I really started applying that. I have an ability to see process and simplify things. And so I was able to then say, well, if I can do this here at one college campus, I know I can do this more. And earlier you asked me what drives me. What drives me is how can I just keep doing better and helping others do better? Yeah. And I saw that I could create processes that other people could replicate. You didn't need to be a subject matter expert. How can we do this? And so that's what I did. And so my career went from implementing practices at one college and university to 8,500 counts across North America.
Wow.
And that is so exciting. That is the ability to make impact, you know, when you can spread that out and grow those opportunities. And so that's really how it happened. And there's so many people and opportunity and people that gave me ability to give me problems to solve, frankly, if you think about it. And it's the ability to say, you know what, that looks like that could be fun. Let's explore. Let's see what we can do here.
Yeah. Right. And so you own your own business now.
Yes, I do. So I am the president and chief sustainability officer for a company called Veranda, which is an ESG technology startup company. And what we do is help these companies with voluntary and required reporting to gather data from all of these departments and people in your organization and report it.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. That's a tech solution. So if you're in a small or medium company and you're looking at what do you do down the road, that's a great opportunity. I also am a founder and CEO of Investor Strategies. Investor Strategies is where I help female sustainability leaders grow personally and professionally for themselves, help them grow and implement sustainability practices in their business, really helping understand how to tie business outcomes to sustainability and help the planet. So I have this sort of two-pronged approach where, you know, no matter where you're at on your maturity of in an organization, if you're just getting started and you're not sure where to go, there's a lot of different ways to approach that. And so I really like helping people. That's when I'm the happiest. And I found that a lot of, especially these new leaders coming out of college, ESG is a buzzword. CEOs want to do something. So they hire people. They don't have a strategy. They don't quite understand what to do, why to do it, how to do it. And these leaders are kind of left there, the CEO, as well as these sustainability leaders, and they're not sure what to do or how to do it. And oftentimes you just kind of freeze and you're not sure where to go. And so I found that it's really helpful to have a mentor, have someone that has experience in this, help drive the strategy, how to navigate a complex organization. That you're learning how to, as well as how to talk about sustainability in ways that are really tied to business. So that's how I help people, these female leaders figuring this out, as well as then if they get more mature and they want a deeper solution, where to go next.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds fantastic. So do you have any tips for someone to help them know when they need you? They probably don't know when they need you because they're like, what are we supposed to do here? But well, do you have any tips?
Yes, I do. And you summed it up. The number one thing I hear is, what do I do? What do I do? And so I actually do. I have a solution that tells you this is what you should do. And okay. So I have a free solution on my website, investorstrategies.com. And it'll let you know, based on your business industry, what are the top issues that you need to be addressing. So it'll let you know what you need to do. I have a second resource as well that helps you prioritize, because the number two issue I hear is, all right, I know where I need to go, what I need to be working on, but how should I prioritize this? What's first? Because essentially now you know what to do and now you've got a to-do list. How do you prioritize a to-do list?
Yeah.
And I've created a prioritization matrix to really help look at this sort of complex issues and find ways that make sense for the business on what to implement first.
Yeah.
So those are the things I would say. Check out my website. Look at you know, the actions you should be taking, then how to prioritize them. And if you don't see something, book a call with me, talk with me. It's on my website. Let's chat. We can go from there and we'll figure something out, because there's the one thing I will say is do not let fear stop you. There's so much to do. There's a lot of things we can do, some that are easy, and build your confidence. And let's just get started.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's investherstrategies.com.
Yes. Thank you, Pat. That is.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Perfect. All right. Good. So it sounds like you're really busy with all these balls that you're juggling. So do you have time for fun?
Oh, I do. So live on 8.5 acres that we bought about 5 years ago. So we are really building this land up. And so I'm always outside.
So you've got a sustainable property?
I'm trying my darndest. Yes. And so I'm really building. We grow our own food as much as we can. I built a greenhouse from scratch using old windows and things. I have raised beds. I have in-ground beds. And I'm looking out. I don't know if the guests obviously can't see me, but I'm looking out my window onto the property right now. And I've done a lot of creek restoration because we have a creek on our property, as well as biodiversity. And just an example is, you know, I want to make sure that the native plants and butterflies like the endangered monarch have a place to come. And we're their last stop here. My property here is the last stop before they start migrating to Mexico. And
oh, really?
This had
how do you know that? How do you know that little fact?
Well, one thing I didn't tell you at the beginning was I'm just a big nerd, Pat. And there's some ways you can track monarchs and get involved in this. And so it's really important with the amount of chemicals that you have in farming that it will begin to kill them. And so you have to have certain plants and things like that planted. And so I make sure we have those plants. We have access to water and places for them to rest. And
what does their resting place look like? A plant? Plants?
It is. And there's certain plants that you have and access to water. And that's just cool. Thinking even of wind. And there's little butterfly houses and things like that that I have on the property. So yes,
cool.
It's a little crazy and fun.
Yes. So we have a house outside of Toledo in Waterville. And right by us, there's a place called the Butterfly House. It's in White House. Have you heard of it?
Nice. I don't think I have.
Yeah. So
I should check that out. That's really nearby.
Yeah. So you have to check it out. So, and just for context for everybody, you're in Ohio as well, right?
Exactly. And that's part of how Pat and I are met. We are here in Ohio together. Ohio connections brought us together.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Good. Okay, good. So one thing I always ask everybody who's on the podcast with me are three traits that you think people need to exhibit in order to soar to success. So what do you think?
Great. Oh, there's so many. This was hard and I loved it. But for me, I think curiosity is important. There's so many different areas and things around ESG and sustainability. It can get complicated, but asking questions, just being curious kind of leads you to learn more. And that's what's important. So the ability to continue learning, I think, is important. Adaptability is my second one because, and I'll tell you, sometimes I struggle with this. I can be a person that likes to check a to-do list. I've done these things and move on. But with sustainability and ESG, it's always evolving and changing. And you have to go back. It's just like a business strategy, if anything else. You've got to look at your strategy again. You've got to be adaptable to new things that you learn. So I think curiosity and adaptability are in there to some degree a lot, but important. And I believe the third one that I think about is grace. And I say that because, gosh, we can certainly be hard on ourselves as humans, you know, especially women leaders. I find that if we can give ourselves just a little grace, that is helpful, especially when you're implementing work and doing things that's so meaningful. And sometimes, though, it takes years, decades to even see the result of it. So be kind to yourself and find humor find humor in things and laugh and joy, because there's a start digging in some of these things around sustainability, it can be overwhelmingly dark, if you will, and disturbing. Yes. As people are talking about climate change and such. Like, don't forget to find joy and laugh in the world. So have grace with yourself. Yeah. Those are three things I would say, Pat.
Great. That's great. No one has ever said grace before, but I think that's such an important concept. Back when we were in COVID and having virtual meetings, I belong to this group called NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners. And they would start the meetings going, and make sure you give us grace. You know, as if something goes wrong here, you know, we're doing our best. Because
that's so true.
We're in a different environment. So anyway, that's cool that you said that. Great. Well, how can people find you? We already mentioned the website.
Yes, definitely check out the website. I think that'll get you to anything, whether it then becomes any sort of social media channels with LinkedIn or anything like that. But that's Invest Her Strategies, InvestHerStrategies.com. And if you're interested in going further with software, you can check out our company called Veranda, and that is spelled VRANDA.io. But find me and love to help. As you can hear, I'm passionate about it. Love to help. And check it out. Let's see if we can help.
Yeah, well, excellent. It was so fun to have you on. I love your upbeat energy. It was really great. Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. Great to have a conversation with you. I appreciate it.
Good. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.